Good day. This is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 69 for Tuesday, September 20th. I'm Dave Sims. Canola contracts on the ICE Futures Canada platform were higher Tuesday morning, tracking advances in the U.S. soy complex. Canola was anywhere from $8 to $9 higher, with the November contract checking in at $469.80 a ton. That's up $8.60. Gains in Malaysian palm oil and European rapeseed futures added to today's bullish tone. Wet weather has delayed the harvest across Western Canada, which was supportive. A visit by the Premier of China to Canada this week could result in a conclusion to the thorny dockage issue that has hampered Canadian canola exports. A report this morning from Statistics Canada pegged canola production at 18.3 million tons in 2016. The report used satellite data and computer imaging to arrive at its conclusion. This is just the second year the agency has tried out the new system. The results were mainly in line with analyst expectations, though, and the report likely had little impact on the market. However, on the other side of the coin, harvest pressure limited the advances, and large supplies of global oil seeds weighed down the market. Milling wheat, barley, and durum were untraded and unchanged. In the U.S., soybeans were 12 to 15 cents higher. The most active November contract was at $9.86 a bushel. Solid export data underpinned the market. U.S. exports since September 1st are already 37 million bushels higher than last year. Crushers and exporters are looking around for more supplies so they can honor existing contracts. Soy oil is also in high demand right now as processors prepare to make more biodiesel. U.S. corn was 2 to 3 cents higher, with the December contract coming in at $3.40 per bushel. Export inspections in the U.S. are already higher this year than last. Despite reports of frost damage, most of the U.S. crop looks very good. Over half of the crop has already matured, and that's ahead of last year's pace. However, harvest is rated at just 9% complete. That's behind last year's average of 12% at this time. And the reason, of course, is rain across much of the Midwest. U.S. wheat was 2 to 3 cents stronger, with the December contract coming in at $4.07 a bushel. Wheat export commitments are 25% higher this year than last. According to the USDA, about 17% of the winter wheat has been planted. Acreage is expected to be down slightly. On the international front, 41% of the European crop may be no better than feed quality, and that was helpful for U.S. wheat. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Tuesday morning, September 20th, in Winnipeg. For Farm Market News, I'm Dave Sims.